answers.
Welcome to St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820 CCL Football Game of the Week. The CCL Football Game of the Week is brought to you by the Mount Carmel Foundation. Your play-by-play announcer tonight is Randy Reinhardt, along with color analyst Coach Larry Wolf. Tonight's matchup is a Division III Region 11 semifinal as DeSales battles Beechcroft at Westerville North. And now here's Randy Reinhardt and Larry Wolf with the CCL Football Game of the Week.
And good evening and welcome to high school football action here on AMA 20. A change in venues tonight, Larry Wolf, as there was a power outage over at Westerville Central. So indeed, we're at Westerville North for the showdown. Beechcroft and DeSales, they have not met in a long time since 2002 in the first round of the playoffs. And the Stallions won that contest 10-7. What are you expecting tonight in this game?
Well, I'm certainly not expecting a power outage on the DeSales side. Okay. I think they're going to be able to do what they want to do. If they're not careless with the football, they should be able to take this into their own hands early, and it shouldn't be that difficult a game for the DeSales Stallions.
We'll find out together what happens in this one. In mere moments, we'll hear from both head coaches, but first we'll step aside and remind you this is the CCL Game of the Week presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
This is Bobby Dawes for Bob Boyd Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Lancaster, where the deals have never been better than during the Ram Power Days. Save up to $11,000 on new 2016 Ram Crew Cab 4x4s or get 0% financing for 72 months on all new 2016 Ram 1500s. Shop us 24/7 at bobboyd.com. Come see us at Bob Boyd Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Lancaster, where the best deals you'll see are always on Route 33. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
Because you and the sunrise have a lot in common. The hope of a new day and brighter tomorrows. And because you, like the sun, can light up the whole world too. At Mount Carmel, you are the reason we offer the very best in patient-centered cancer care. Why we provide a special certified nurse navigator to guide and comfort you every step of the way. And why we hold dedicated cancer conferences led by top specialists to ensure the best treatment plan for each newly diagnosed patient. You are the reason we provide social workers and dietitians especially for cancer patients, and why we offer education, support groups, and survivorship programs during and after treatment to help you live your new life. Because with each new day, with every sunrise, some people just can't imagine the world without you in it. Mount Carmel, because of you. Learn more about our patient-centered care at mountcarmelhealth.com.
Do you have a child in college? Education First Credit Union offers a private student loan solution with your financial best interest in mind. Our private student loan features zero loan fees, low interest rates, the option to defer all payments while in school, no prepayment penalty, and the convenience of a line of credit. Education First Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
And welcome back to the pregame show. Joined now by the head coach of the Cougars, Trevor White. And coach, talk about your season. You look at this Cougar team. You're now 10-1 on the season. Have they exceeded expectations?
Well, we put high expectations on these guys every year. You would have told me at the beginning of the season we were 10-1. I'm not sure I would have believed you. You know, we had a great, talent laden and big senior class last year and lost a lot of those guys. You know, we knew we had some talent coming back, but we had a whole lot of question marks, like, how quickly guys were going to mature, who was going to fill some spots, and how well they were going to play. And, I think in that aspect, our maturity, that has been surprising. I think about midway through the season, we really saw that some of our young guys were starting to come along, and, things were starting to click.
Talk about your offense. Who are some of the players we should watch for tonight?
First and foremost, Kyle Barrett. Most of our offense goes through him. What we're going to be able to do, is a lot dictated by, what he can do as far as throwing the ball. We love to run Shamar Samuel right behind him. Those are probably our two workhorses on the offense. Usually what we're doing is involving those two. On the outside, Daytre Long, Traquez Parks, and Juwan Bell been playing great for us on the outside, and we're definitely hoping they can make some big catches for us tonight.
Let's talk about that defense you have, a 3-4 look. Who's impressed with their play so far on the defensive side for Beechcroft?
Oh, Aaron Smoot-Baker. He's been the heart and soul of our defense that's been pretty good all year. From nose tackle to defensive end, he's played an extremely high level all year, no matter where we put him. So a lot of what we do defensively, a lot of our defensive success comes from the fact that, you know, he's either plugging up gaps where he is or he's putting pressure on the quarterback. You know, teams don't want that to happen. They're going to double team him, which frees up our linebackers to run around. Overall, you know, our linebackers have been playing well. Markell Mitchell's a kid that's really came along in the second half of the season, has become an extremely solid linebacker for us as a first-year starter. Him and Tavion Bryant both on the inside. Tavion was a defensive lineman coming into the first couple weeks of the season. Put him up on his feet, and you know he's been able to fill a spot for us very effectively.
Coach, keys to victory tonight. What do you have to do to beat the Stallions?
I think first and foremost we've got to slow down their offense. You look at their offense; they've probably got one of the best running backs we've seen around Central Ohio in a long time. Just a big horse of a running back, and you've got a strong, disciplined offensive line that generally has their way with people. And I think first and foremost we've got to be able to sustain that surge and not let them push us down the field.
Was it nice to have a City League championship game again like you did last week against Eastmore?
Absolutely. I was happened to be an assistant in the last official City League championship game played way back in 1998. And, since then it's kind of like college football used to be, where you get to argue about who the best team is coming after the season. And, to have it right there that first round of the playoffs, it really did feel like a city championship. It was a fun game.
Coach, good luck tonight.
Thank you very much.
More of the pregame show just around the corner. This is the CCL Game of the Week, as presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Hello everyone, Dino Carfagna here for Carfagna's Kitchen and Family Restaurante. Carfagna's offers the best in casual full-service Italian dining, featuring authentic handmade pastas, pizzas, strombolis, gourmet salads, and grilled sandwiches. Weekly specials include Monday's $5 bottle house wines, Wednesday $1 glass wine night, and Thursday's featuring thick cut prime rib with two sides for under $19. Come and visit Carfagna's Kitchen at 2025 Polaris Parkway, just one block off I-71. And as always, go Stallions!
Ohio Dominican University is Central Ohio's only Catholic university, with an education that stretches your mind and strengthens your Catholic faith.
U.S. News and World Report calls ODU a top-tier Midwest university.
High-achieving students will want to explore our honors program or early admission programs to med school or physician assistant studies.
And some of our master's programs, including our MBA, are available with just one extra year of study.
Connect your passion with God's purpose for your life.
Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
Malik & Malik, a family-owned law firm that provides quality and compassionate legal representation in the Columbus, Ohio region for people who have suffered injuries and deserve proper compensation. Our Columbus, Ohio attorneys are dedicated to helping you recover your rightful compensation for job-related and worker compensation injuries, as well as injuries resulting from car and truck accidents, dog bite claims, and more. Visit us at maliklawfirm.com.
Hi, I'm Mike DeAndrea from Miracle Motor Mart. Our pricing is about half of new. Think about it. If we sell you a product at a great price and it is very reliable, well, that makes you a happy customer, which explains why over the past few years, Miracle Motor Mart has become the largest independent dealer by the number of vehicles sold in the state of Ohio. Listen, go to MiracleMotorMart.com. You'll be glad you did.
And welcome back to the pregame show, joined now by the head coach of the Stallions, Ryan Wiggins. Coach, let's get a report card on the team after the performance against Sheridan. What did you tell the team after that game?
Well, I was happy with the win. Anytime you win in the playoffs and you survive another week, you're happy. But definitely got to continue to do things better and go back to work like we've done all year long and fix things. Penalties, missed assignments, missed coverages, things like that. There's still plenty of things that we can do better. And as the competition gets better and the stakes get higher, mistakes get magnified, so we want to get back to work. If we're going to earn a week 13, we're going to have to play a very solid football game.
We know what we can see when we see Alonzo Booth running, but we saw a little bit more of Cole Silvestri running the ball this past week. Was that a new wrinkle you put in?
It's just been evolving a little bit, and obviously Alonzo is somebody that they're going to try to key on, so we have to have other ways to run the football and even use him as a little bit of a decoy and things like that. So just a dusting off some of our option stuff and trying to take what the defense is giving us.
I know it's hard to gauge a player's health right before a game, but Brian Asamoah, what do you determine his status to be for the game tonight?
It's up in the air. I mean, if it's a playoff game, so all hands are on deck, and whatever we have to do, we have to do. But it's really up in the air. It could go either way. His injury's been nagging, you know, so we're hoping it's getting better. But is it good enough to go in and perform at a high level? That's just hard to say, and I don't think we're going to know until he goes out there and tries it.
What concerns you about Beechcroft?
Everything in terms of their skill position, really, really concerning. Athletic. Good at every position athletically, running backs, receivers, tall, fast. The quarterback is a guy who makes so many plays, can throw the ball, can run the ball. He's very, very good at all phases of his game, and he's a weapon. And so they're very explosive that way. And then defensively, the kind of defense that they've had for several years, as much as I can remember, very aggressive, good size, really fly to the ball, tackle well, very physical. So, you know, this is a really good football team, a 10-1 football team, and it'll be a team, I think, that pushes us to the limit.
At this time of year, is there more enjoyment or more pressure, knowing that you've made the second part of the season, so to speak?
Well, I think you're supposed to enjoy it. You know, you're supposed to, but I feel pressure in the sense that I really like this group, and I really like the way our kids are working, and really like our group of seniors, and I just would love for this thing to continue to go on. And so, but again, it's fun. I mean, it's fun. This is what you put in all those hours for, is a chance to be in the playoffs and to advance. So we want to embrace our opportunity.
Is that a playoff beard?
No, I just haven't shaved in a couple days. Been watching too much film.
Good luck tonight, Coach.
Okay, thanks.
More of the pregame show just around the corner. This is the CCL Game of the Week, as presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Instead of trading in your old car, truck, or van, think about donating it to St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. In fact, St. Gabriel Radio is a nonprofit that accepts all vehicle donations. Your gift helps to spread the word of God to a multitude of listeners all over Ohio and may qualify you for a tax break. It's easy and hassle-free. Call 614-459-4820 or visit us online at stgabrielradio.com.
St. Gabriel Catholic Radio is looking for listeners like you to serve as parish ambassadors. Parish ambassadors work with your parish team to provide AM 820 bumper magnets and prayer cards. Be a disciple of Christ and help us spread the news of Catholic Radio in your parish. If you would like to serve as St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820 parish ambassador, contact the St. Gabriel Radio office or go online at stgabrielradio.com.
Salazzo Marble and Granite cheers on our Catholic high school teams. Salazzo Marble is Ohio's premier provider of gorgeous marble, granite, travertine, and stone tile with the largest selection. Our stone experts are knowledgeable and professional with a 45-year reputation for completing projects on time and on budget. Visit our warehouse and personally select the right stone for your home. That's Salazzo Marble, S-O-L-A-Z-Z-O, online at salazzomarble.com. Arrivederci.
There are many ways to listen to AM 820 on the radio, online, and on smartphones. Listen live on your Android and iPhone using St. Gabriel Radio's very own app available from your app store. You can also get the Catholic perspective on your computer. Just go to stgabrielradio.com and use the listen button at the top of the homepage. Tune into the faith as you cruise across town and around the world.
Turn up your faith. This is the home for listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, WBSG, Columbus, Ohio, AM 820.
The CCL meets the City League tonight in the Division III Region 11 semifinal. DeSales taking on Beechcroft up at Westerville North High School in the CCL Game of the Week. Ryan Baker back in the AM 820 studios. And, man, it was an exciting night last night right here on AM 820 as Reedy falls to Newark Catholic in overtime, 20-14. The Silver Knights end their season at 8-4. Congratulations to Coach Franks in the Green Wave, moving on to the Region 23 finale next week. It was also a great night for Hartley last night. They knock off the number one seed in Region 14, Port Clinton. The Hawks move on to face Ottawa Glandorf next week in the regional final. We will have that game Friday night for you right here on AM 820. Divisions 3, 5, and 7 take to the field tonight, and not as many games in the area as we had last night. The other game in Division 3, Region 11 is a local game, though, as Bexley takes on Hamilton Township. That game is at Bloom Carroll. And then in Division 7, Region 27, Harvest Prep takes on Danville at Newark's White Field. Let's head out to Westerville North now to Randy Reinhart and Larry Wolf for the call of our second CCL football game of the week.
Ryan, thank you very much. Beechcroft has won the toss and will take the ball going from right to left. 39 degrees on a crystal clear night. No breeze unlike last night. So, Larry, we won't have the wind to deal with this evening like we did last night.
No, we will not. It is an absolutely beautiful night. And if you're not outside, you ought to step outside, folks, and take a look at the moon. It's as close as it's going to be. Well, it's as close as it's been since 1948. This is called a super moon or something.
What was that like back then?
I don't remember it, but I heard that it was pretty. It's pretty nice out there right now.
Dominic Demasio has it teed up for the Stallions at the 40-yard line. Back deep, Traquez Parks and Shamar Samuel. I can tell you from the get-go that Beechcroft is wearing white jerseys with bright gold numerals. They are impossible to see from a distance of more than 5 feet away. So to do the best we can today. And the Stallions in their purple jerseys, white numerals, and white pants. Sales 11-0. The top seed in Division 3, Region 11. And Beechcroft, number 5 in D3, Region 11. Regional semifinal action underway on AMA 20.
Short kick.
The return is going to start from the 12-yard line. I think it's Conte on the return up across the 25 to the 27-yard line. So Solomon Conte on the return of about 15 yards, and that's where Beechcroft will take over on offense. First and 10 up front. It is DeAndre Moore in the interior five, Alonzo Reynolds, Deontes Newsom, Elijah Harrison, and Aaron Smoot-Baker. Kyle Barrett, the quarterback. Wide receivers of Jawan Bell and Daytre Long. Running back Shamar Samuel on the other side. Davion Bryant and Traquez Parks. First and 10 for the Cougars from the 27-yard line. And Larry, anytime you can notice the uniform number, just jump right in.
Fat chance of that happening.
They shift out to a one-back look with three wide to the bottom, now one to the top. Little toss. They'll take it near side out across the 25-yard line, out to maybe the 29. So a gain of a couple on the play as they turn the corner. And that'll be it on the short run for the Beechcroft Cougars. So mark the ball up to the 30-yard line. It'll be second down and 7. On the defense for the Stallions, Drew McLucky, Darius Mullins, Luke Barber, Brandon Darrow up front. The linebackers are Ryan Corcoran, Ty Van Fossen, and Jack DeSantis will start. Brian Asamoah not in uniform tonight. So the foot injury, enough to keep him out of this contest, could be precautionary, but he will not play tonight. Secondary, Joe Arnold, Gerald Noble, Joey Velasquez, and Chris McNally. They'll keep it on the ground around the right side, out across the 30 to the 35, and spinning and churning all the way up to the 43-yard line. Shamar Samuel, but there's a flag down back at the 24-yard line.
That should be a block in the back.
Yep, and it is. According to referee Bernie Hensley, your umpire is Luke Bennett. The linesman is Joe Kohler. The line judge is Keith Wilson, and the back judge is Scott Parsons.
I think it was Jawan Bell that cracked back on a DeSales defender out there on the perimeter and just caught him right square in the back.
Negating a nice run on the play by Shamar Samuel that had the ball all the way out to the 42-yard line. Instead, they'll mark off the penalty inside the 20-yard line and place the ball down right at the 14.
Now, if Beechcroft wants to stay in this game, they're going to have to avoid those kinds of mistakes because that was a very good run. It was blocked well, except for at the point of attack, they had the block in the back. And they probably didn't need the block in the back.
So mark the ball officially at the 14-yard line. 1 minute into this contest. Second down and long. Barrett, quick pop in the flat, passes complete across the 15-yard line, out to the 16, so a short gain on the play as the DeSales defense clutches down and makes the hit around the corner.
Ryan Corcoran, the middle linebacker, caught that from behind, and he read that all the way. The snap was high, which disrupted some of the timing. He was thrown out in the flats, and he just made a beeline and caught him from behind. Good play.
Davion Bryant on the reception that time out to the 16-yard line. It'll be third down and long now. They need to get the ball all the way up to the 37-yard line, so let's call it third down and 21 yards from there with 10:20 left to go in the first quarter. Scoreless between DeSales and Beechcroft. Three wide to the bottom. Now they'll readjust. And a quick pop on the bubble screen. Pass complete out across the 15 to the 20, out to the 25-yard line. And they'll get it maybe up to the 26-yard line. I think that's going to be a key tonight for the Cougars, Larry, is if they can get guys in space.
Yep.
Because between the tackles, it's going to be very difficult for them to maneuver.
Well, and they're not going to be silly about it. There's no sense going in there. If you're going to be outmanned, just put it out on the perimeter and hope one of your athletes can crack one. Because if you throw it out there 20 times, you're going to crack one or two of them, and you're going to have a chance to take it to the house.
Daytre Long on the reception. 18 catches, 354 yards coming into this contest. So a punting situation now for Shamar Samuel, averaging 37 yards a kick. Back deep for the Stallions as Chris McNally standing his own 41-yard line. Again, the last time these teams met, the Sales won in the first round of the playoffs. So 14 years ago by a count of 10-7. Samuel standing his own 13. High snap. He's got it though, plenty of time. Gets it off. High hanging punt, but not that deep. Fair catch called for and taken right at the 44-yard line by Chris McNally. And the Stallions will get the ball on offense for the first time after that 31-yard punt. Offensively, up front in the interior five for DeSales, it is James Gilmore along with Joe DeSantis, Daniel Walsh, Shomar Vargas, and Drew McLucky. Tight end, Patrick Moriarty or Ryan Corcoran if they need one. On the other side, wide outs, Chris McNally and Joe Arnold. Slot will be Ivan Fossen. Alonzo Booth in the backfield. Cole Silvestri, your quarterback. And at the other running back slot, when they go that route, it could be Joey Velasquez seeing time. This time Van Fossen, though, will be the up back for Alonzo Booth on his first down play from the 44 of the Stallions. Silvestri under center. In motion, peaks bottom and top. Toss, it goes to Alonzo Booth across the 45-yard line and brought down right at the 47-yard line as he tries to turn the corner.
I mean, this is actually, it's going to be a clash of styles because DeSales is going to try and ground pound them and run Booth right at them and try to wear them out. And Beechcroft has quite a few players going both ways, so that could be a good strategy for DeSales.
They dump a tight end as Corcoran will check out, and coming into the ball game is McNally. He'll go wide to the bottom of the formation, too wide to that side along with Joe Arnold. One tight end to the right side of the set. That's Will Manick. Arnold in motion. Toss sweep left side again to Alonzo Booth. Short side of the field. Puts his head down and only got up to maybe the 48 or 49-yard line. So it'll be third down for the Stallions. 8:36 and ticking first quarter at Westerville North High School.
This is third and a long five. And it's going to be interesting to see what DeSales does because traditionally on third and five, that would be a rundown for them.
Noble and Velasquez will check into the contest. Mark the ball right at the 49-yard line. So third down, they need just about five from there. Signaling in the plays. Taking down to 8:10 left to go. Taking a long time to get this play in. Back judge has not lifted his right arm yet, so they still have time to get off this play. And they have motion up front. Left side of the line. Left early for the Stallions, so I think we'll have a false start.
And one of the things we don't have here at Westerville North is a time or clock, a 25-second clock. Mm-hmm. So we're looking at the umpire in the back of the, or not the umpire, but the
back judge.
The back judge.
Yep. Scott Parsons tonight. So mark it back to inside the 44-yard line. Third down from there, and they need just about 10 for the first down. Go two wide to the bottom now. Silvestri barking out signals along the line. Now up under center. Backs offset. Booth is the up man now. He's going to exit the backfield. Toss sweep near side. Joey Velasquez tries to turn the corner. Brought down back around the 40-yard line. Great penetration by the Cougars to make the hit right at the 39.
That was Aaron Smook Baker breaking through there. I mean, he just came on a hard slant toward the motion. And they were trying to get out on the perimeter with Booth as the leading blocker, but that didn't work.
Smooth Baker, a three-year starter on defense, 22 solos, 55 assists, 14 sacks, and 34 tackles for a loss of the season. Demasio to punt now for the Stallions, standing back at his own 26-yard line.
Whoa.
And whistles before we get the punt off, although he does go through with it obligatorily and send it back inside the 20-yard line. And a procedural call against the Stallions again. We'll march it back five more. So not a very synchronous start early on for the Sales.
Yeah, they're off to a flying stop, and they're going to have to get this thing straightened out because, you know, the Beechcroft, the longer they hang in this thing, the tougher it's going to be to put them away, because if they get a little mojo working here, it's going to be tough. They're athletic, and they're good. They're strong. They're physical.
Jamar Samuel back deep at his own 18-yard line. DeMaceo has the snap, pressure's on. Line drive up here this time. That's going to hit the 32-yard line. Bounce inside the 31 and trickle out of bounds. And that's where the Cougars will get it back. After a punt of some 34 yards, Samuel came rushing up to the football like he was going to look for a high bounce just in case and maybe catch it on the run. But bounces out of bounds, and now the Cougars will get their second possession of this contest. 6:51 left to go first quarter. Beechcroft came in with a mark of 10-1. Their lone loss on the campaign was to Maslin, Washington by a count of 41-19. That took place back in week number 7.
I mean, they're certainly not going to be intimidated. I mean, they're a good, solid football team. They've got good athletes, and they're big and strong up front. But they're trying to window dress a lot of things here.
Bryant wide to the bottom, three wide to the top, one back in the backfield. Barrett back to throw, looking. And the pass incomplete, hit the receiver right in the breadbasket.
Well, the good news is he dropped it, because the bad news would have been he'd lost about 5 yards had he caught it, because it was just a 1 yard route, but he had to come back to get the ball and would not have been pretty.
So it'll be second down and 10. I can't remember a time though, Larry, when we couldn't tell the jersey numbers whatsoever.
Yeah, we're just almost blind. It's like playing in a fog game. You know, you see some of those NFL games that they play in the fog. That's what this is like, because you can't read them.
One back in the backfield, two wide to either side. One man in motion, bottom to top. Going to get the handoff in stride. Jawan Bell out across the 35, the 40, up to the 43-yard line before Drew McLucky knocks him down on the play.
That was a nice cut there. Very nice cut.
You look at Jawan Bell. He's known for his receiving prowess, 27 catches for 300 yards, but that time a bit of a jet, gets the handoff, then cuts it up the middle, gets it to the 43-yard line, and gets the first down.
That was really a misnomer, because that'll go down as a pass, because it was a little lateral forward on that jet sweep.
Rolling, Barrett to his right, looking, dumping, pass incomplete, too far for the short guy, and not far enough for the deep receiver on the far side of the field.
Well, they ran a flood route, and he overthrew the short guy, underthrew the middle guy, and the deep guy was just running off.
Kyle Barrett, the quarterback, 6'4", 180, and a senior. Passing, coming into this game, 89 of 173 for 1,359 yards, 18 touchdowns, and nearly 5 interceptions.
Well, again, he has good athletes, so if he gets the ball to them in space, they've got a chance to make a play.
Two wide to the bottom, including Bell. And in the slot is Bryant. Barrett with one back in the backfield, his left, on the second down and 10 for the 43. He's going to hand it off, and Samuel gets the 42, and that's it. Great job by Drew McLucky to get the penetration to make the hit for a loss of one.
Luke Barber pinched in there as well, and he got a hand on it and disrupted it. The DeSales front four doesn't get enough credit. They are tremendous. They've been tremendous in the four or five times we've seen them this year. They just, nobody gets to the linebackers, and the linebackers roam free.
Three seniors and one junior, and the junior, Brandon Darrow, was a two-year starter his prior two seasons over at St. Charles. So loss of one, third down and 11 from back of the 42-yard line, 5:45 left to go. First quarter, we are scoreless. Barrett from the gun. Fakes the handoff, pressure right up the gut, wants to throw, and he gets waylaid back at the 30-yard line.
Darius Mullins
got the wrath of big number 71 as Mullins came shooting right up the middle.
Yeah, don't make the big dog mad, because I'm telling you what, he just flattened him. He pushed right through the blocker as if the blocker wasn't there, and then just grabbed the quarterback and pancaked him.
We had a late flag on the play. Procedural call is declined. I saw the signal by the referee. I never saw the flag.
I never saw the flag either. Probably caught up in those gold numbers.
So the ball back at the 32-yard line is, they're going to save the forward progress to stop before Mullins drilled him. So it'll be fourth down from there. They have to get it all the way down to the Stallion 47 to move the stick. So with 5:25 and ticking first quarter, punting situation again for Shamar Samuel. Got it. Gets it off. And a fair catch called for again and taken this time at around the 36-yard line by Chris McNally. So that punt will travels some 32 yards into Sales. Will have their second possession here the first quarter, scoreless in this contest. Remember, there are many ways to listen to St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820 on your dial at AM 820, streaming live at stgabrielradio.com with a TuneIn radio app and with the St. Gabriel phone app as well, too. We encourage you to listen online. Thank you to those folks listening all over the world to CCL football right here on AM 820. Too wide to the top now.
You mentioned all over the world. We had one in, where was it, Argentina 2 weeks ago? It's pretty amazing.
We're big there. McNally and Noble to the top. Booth gets the handoff and barely got the handoff in time. He came charging out of that backfield. Alonzo looking to get a head start and got it up to around the 38-yard line on the play. So picks up only a couple on the play. Going to mark it officially at the 39, so we'll call it second down and seven from there.
Right now, DeSales seems to be probing, trying to find out, is there a weakness? Is there a place where we can get a mismatch inside? Because they'd like to run the ball between the tackles.
Moriarty, the tight end, the top of the set. One wide to the top now, and the person of Chris McNally readjusting now is Jared Noble. He's going to go to the top. Now they readjust Moriarty at the bottom. Now coming back to the bottom, the formation is McNally. And now leaving the backfield is Vasquez, and the handoff goes to Hoop. Got through the first wave, but then an ankle tackle right around the 43-yard line. He thought he had an opening, but just after he got to the 41-yard line, they reached out and grabbed him by the ankles and knocked him down. Hit made on the play by number 9. That's going to be Jawan Bell.
I was kind of surprised we didn't see some laundry on that play because it looked like nobody was set on the play for DeSales. I mean, they were still running across in motion, but the guys that had switched before hadn't come set yet when the motion started. So
it was like Dallas Cowboys squared from the 70s there.
Right, and then it looked like Canada there for a while.
Everybody in motion. So with that, though, they only pick up a couple of yards. So third down and a long three from the 43-yard line, 3:45 left to go. Booth has got it. He gets hit. He carries the pile, but only up to the 44-yard line. An inspired defense by the Cougars. Wes Edwards is the D coordinator with that 3-4 look, and they've stopped the Stallion short again.
Well, they do a lot of angling and slanting, it looks like, anyhow, and they seem to know where DeSales is heading with this football, and then the linebackers are just free to roam because the big guys up front are picking off the blockers.
They've got good size in those three up front. Mm-hmm. Smoot Baker, 245, Moore at 230, and Newsom at 235.
And they're athletic. They move well down the line.
The only problem that Beechcroft has had, Larry, this season is depth. One injury can yield the loss of two starters. Samuel standing back at his own 16. DeMaceo takes his time, gets it off. Going to hit inside the 25-yard line. Dribble to the 16, to the 15, and trickle down to near the 10-yard line.
I think they touched it about the 15.
Let's see if they notice that or not, because it kind of hit the jersey of one of the Stallions, it looked like, from this vantage point, but I'm not sure where they're going to mark it.
Yeah, they're going to mark it up here at the 15.
Yep.
They caught him.
So mark the ball at the 15-yard line. Third possession for the Cougars. A stalemate here at Jim McCann Stadium, the campus of Westerville North. Glad to have you aboard on AMA 20 for high school football action. As Ryan mentioned earlier, Friday night, we know we have a game. Hartley and Ottawa-Glandorf. And if I were guessing, I would say it's back to Bell Fountain.
In the beautiful spatial confines, a 2x2 outhouse upstairs.
The peak of Ohio, ladies and gentlemen. First and 10 for the 15-yard line. Hand off right side, Samuel. 15, 20-yard line, stood up there, and Shamar has his forward progress start stop right at the 20-yard line with 2:41 and ticking first quarter.
You know, one of my favorite players on this DeSales defense is their safety, Joey Velasquez. I mean, he just comes up and hits you like a ton of bricks. He's only a sophomore, but he plays bigger than his 190 pounds, and he's fast and he's strong. He's going to be a good one to watch for the next couple years.
Samuel will check out as they bring in a play on a second down and 5 down from the 20-yard line. 2:15 left to go. Two wide to either side in the set. One back in the backfield next to Kyle Barrett, the quarterback. Straight back to throw. Looks. Uh-oh. Pass is complete out to the 30-yard line, giving ground to the 29, trying to get away and brought down right there. After making the catch was Jawan Bell.
I thought we were going to have a pick there because that ball kind of floated, and there was a DeSales Stallion standing right there. Just the Brookhaven receiver just cut in front and caught the ball.
And Bell blew a tire, so Jawan will take his shoe ahead of the sidelines for the Beechcroft Cougars. You mentioned Brookhaven. Trevor White, of course, third year at Beechcroft, 3 years as head coach at Brookhaven. Prior to that, assistant coach at Marion Franklin for 4 years. Assistant coach at Brookhaven for 7 more years under Tom Blake and Greg Miller, 3 years under Gary Carter at Walnut Ridge. First and 10 from the 30-yard line with 1:35 left to go. Backs from an eye now. I haven't seen that much from the Cougars in the contest so far. Second man through, gets the handoff, tries to cut it outside, got to the 31-yard line, and got waylaid right there. Tried to turn a corner, and not much there on the play for Traquez Parks.
The thing that surprises some teams when they look at the sales is they're not sure just how athletic they are until they snap the ball, and then they find out that they're very athletic. They run downhill to the football, and they get there in a bad mood.
Yeah, normally when you've got that kind of speed, you're the first guy to the corner, but the Stallions just waiting for Parks after a gain of only one on the play, so second down and 9. Under a minute left, first quarter. A rapidly played first stanza and still scoreless in this one. To go a 3-wide look to the top, one man to the bottom, one back in the backfield next to Barrett. Going to hand it off to Shamar Samuel. Samuel waiting for the gaps and really didn't find anything. Nope. Almost thought he was waiting for somebody to hand it off on a reverse because he took so much time in the backfield around the right side, but got maybe up to a original line of scrimmage, and that's about it. So it'll be third down and long with half a minute left to go in the quarter.
Brandon Darrow chased that one down from the inside. He was on a stunt and came down inside hard, and then he had to retrace his steps to the outside and caught it from behind.
So mark the ball back to the 30-yard line. Indeed is now third down and 10, 20 seconds left to go.
We're just going to let the clock run.
Yeah, the Cougars wouldn't mind shortening this contest.
Absolutely.
And I think they effectively did that in the first stanza. They've held the Stallions scoreless. We have played 12 minutes in this game. DeSales nothing, Beechcroft nothing. Back with a second quarter in a moment on the CCL Game of the Week, presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20.
Hello, everyone. Dino Carfagna here for Carfagna's Kitchen and Family Restaurante. Carfagna's offers the best in casual full-service Italian dining, featuring authentic handmade pastas, pizzas, strombolis, gourmet salads, and grilled sandwiches. Weekly specials include Monday's $5 bottle house wines, Wednesday $1 glass wine night, and Thursday's featuring thick-cut prime rib with two sides for under $19. Come and visit Carfagna's Kitchen at 2025 Polaris Parkway, just one block off I-71. And as always, go Stallions!
Knights of Columbus Insurance, world's most ethical company, as recognized by the Ethisphere Institute, offering life, long-term care, and disability insurance, along with IRAs and Roth IRAs. Knights of Columbus, a trusted insurance agency with the AM Best A++ Superior Ratings. Contact their general agents, James Valent and Chad Osterholt, at kfc.org.
Randy Patrick Robinson hits Quentin Boyer for a 37-yard touchdown pass, and Hamilton Township leads Bexley 7-0.
And again, the winner of that game will play the winner of this game next Saturday night. Randy Reinhart, Larry Wolf.
The good news is we'll be close.
Yep, along with Scott Rex and Greg Savoldi. Starting quarter number 2, third down and 10 now for the Cougars from their own 30-yard line. 2 wide to the top, 1 to the bottom. Barrett rolling to his left, has time. Looks, guns downfield, pass incomplete at the 43-yard line. Had a man open and went through his paws along the far side of the field.
Jack DeSantis nearly picked that off for DeSales. It was actually a perfect pass. It hit the receiver right in the hands, but it just barely cleared the outstretched hands of Jack DeSantis. And he's in there tonight for Brian Asamoah on the defensive side. Had a nice drop there and got into the passing lane and forced the ball up. But still should have been caught.
So Samuel to punt back deep. McNally standing at his 35-yard line. 6 seconds into quarter number 2. Scoreless between DeSales and Beechcroft.
I think something's about to break here.
There's the punt. And no fair catch this time, and it doesn't matter because once McNally got the ball, he lost a yard. There were 3 Cougars waiting for him right at the 34-yard line. Punt goes 36 yards, so first and 10 Stallions now. First possession of the second quarter. Still scoreless in this one.
I wouldn't be surprised if the Stales came out and threw the ball on first down here. Just try and get guys out of the box.
Loosen it up a little bit.
Well, they've had 3 drives here, and on first down, they haven't really amassed very much yardage. Whether it was Booth or Velasquez, they haven't been able to get loose. And this might be a good time for some play action.
Going with a tight look. 1 wide to the top, though. That's Ryan Peaks. Way out on an island to the top. Picked up by Sincere Henderson. Max offset. Corcoran in motion. Bottom to top now. On the delay. Alonzo Booth off the left side. 35. 40. and takes the pile up to the 41-yard line. Good gain on first down, picks up six.
And that was a little counter play, a little tailback counter. And as the quarterback boots out of that, they're going to be open on the wide side of the field in the flats.
Mm-hmm.
And that's they had two receivers out that direction. So they may be setting something up here. I think they'll run it here to try and get the initial first down. Have they had one or two first downs maybe? No first downs?
No first downs yet, no. Toss to Booth, rapidly to the line, gets up to the 41-yard line. Boy, they tackle him high and low, and he still carries the pile to the 44. Larry, it looked like they were going to bend him back around the shoulders at the 41-yard line, and somehow he carried the pile another 3 yards.
I was pretty sure it was going to be a third and four, a third and five, and now it's going to be a third and a short one, and they got to give it to the big guy and just get that first down.
And no huddle, rapidly to the line of scrimmage already. Toss it to Booth again across the 45, has the first down, carries defenders out to the 49-yard line. So rapid snaps now from the Stallions, and that'll yield their first down in this contest with 10:45 left in the first half.
Well, Tavion Bryant, number three, the middle linebacker for Beechcroft, met him right in the hole, but it's kind of a size mismatch. I mean, you know, Tavion goes 6'2", 210, which is a good size linebacker, but Booth is 240.
DeAndre Moore was trying to limp off the field and then just broke down and went down to the turf right at the 50-yard line.
They cannot lose DeAndre Moore. He's a big guy inside for him, plays nose tackle for him.
He goes 5'9 at 230. Not only does he play nose, Larry, but also
tackle, yeah.
Starts on the offensive line. He's been a surprise as a sophomore, too, at 5'9 at 230. And I'm going to say something here. He was trying to limp off the field, and I think they told him, you're going to take too long, just go down, as you mentioned last night, and he just plopped right down on the turf.
If you're going to be hurt and you have to make substitutions and changes, and you know what I mean, you're challenged depth-wise anyhow, just go down, give your coaches a chance to make the change. You have to come out of the off the field anyhow, so just lay down there, let the coaches have 30 seconds to make the change, and then we can get the right guy on the field and make the right adjustments.
So he'll check out. The Stallions now with the football and mark it first and 10 from the 49-yard line.
Sometimes coaching at like a city league school is like coaching at a small school where you just don't have the total numbers. You've got good athletes, you just don't have enough of them, so it may have to change two or three people when one guy gets hurt.
And like I said, you lose one starter, you lose two starters at the same time. Backs offset.
There's your pass.
Silvestri rolling, looking, dumping, has Corcoran, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, and does he stay in bounds? And a flag tossed some 30 yards downfield with 10:09 left to go. I think they're going to mark him out at around the 6-yard line.
But they fired that flag from the goal line all the way out to the 20. And it's...
Sales seems to think that it's against Beechcroft. We'll wait for Bernie Hensley to give us the official call.
Could be a face mask. I don't know what else it could be.
45 yards on that pass play. It is a face mask call. So mark that half the distance, and the Stallions will have a first and goal with 10:09 left to go here in the second quarter.
Well, that was exactly the same play they ran on first down, only the last time they handed it off to Booth, and this time they faked the counter and ran the pass off of it, which I thought the last time it was set up and they had openings in the flats, and sure enough, it was there.
Van Fossen, the up back. Booth, the deep man. First and goal from the 3, and a whistle. And now a timeout on the field. We were tying a shoe.
Well, they don't have the down box there either.
Nope, we had a cougar, though, tying a shoe, a middle linebacker, and now the sticks are there. You only need one stick right now. It's first and goal from the 3. Toss, Booth.
Ooh,
no.
Nothing.
Slam down back at the 5-yard line. Boy, there was no opportunity to penetrate there because as he turned the corner,
Aaron
he got
Smooth
drilled.
Baker, yep. I think. And he drilled him. He came hard off his defensive end, sliced down inside, and he's got a little ouchy shoulder here. He's not feeling very good.
Yeah, looks like he's got a stinger.
Yep.
Gonna mark the ball back to near the 5.
He's not feeling very good right now. He's got a handful of bumblebees.
Second down and goal from there. To go wide again?
Well, that was that toss ISO play. It was designed to go off tackle, and I think they realize he's hurt.
So they'll attend to Smooth Baker. 9:36 left to go. We'll pause for 30 seconds. CCL Game of the Week here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Hi, I'm Mike DeAndrea from Miracle Motor Mart. We have a large selection of fresh, off-lease, low-mileage vehicles at great prices. Please visit our website at miraclemotormart.com, where you can choose from over 350 vehicles, which are priced to sell quickly. We deal with over 20 lenders to arrange your financing needs with rates as low as 2.9%. Go to MiracleMotorMart.com. You'll be glad you did.
Guys, Patrick Robinson has thrown another touchdown pass for Hamilton Township, and they extend their lead over Bexley to 13-0. And guys, I just heard from Coach Brad Birchfield. He says, in fact, that game next Friday night will be in Bell Fountain.
There you go.
Bellefontaine. At the peak of Ohio.
Can we ski? We might be able to ski by next week. Shouldn't they be making snow?
I wouldn't be able to ski by next week or a week after.
Well, just
I can
sit
break
down.
Ankles.
Sit down on your backside and slide down the mountain. Then.
I can do that. Smooth Baker hanging that left arm as he comes off the field. Was sitting on the turf for about a minute. Now comes off and just kind of letting that left shoulder hang a little bit. So 9:36 left to go. No one has dented the scoreboard yet. We'll see what happens here.
Well, somebody's about to dent it.
Arnold to the top. My guess would be the team in purple. Booth right up the middle. Three.
Nope.
Two. Oh. Second effort. Does he break the play? No. They say he does not. Ryan Wiggins wants a touchdown. He doesn't get the call. Instead, looked like Booth was going to go down at the three, then pushed with a surge. Now rapidly up to the line. Third and goal from the one. Backs offset. Booth to the left side. Can take it to the corner and take it in for the touchdown. He doesn't wait for anybody else on that Cougar defense, and a flag at the end of the play with 9:03 left to go as Alonzo Booth takes it in for the touchdown, his 33rd on the ground, and then it was 6-0.
Well, Traquez Parks had a chance to tackle him about the 1 yard line, but that was a mismatch in size, and Booth just wanted it. He was, I'm going in the end zone. I'm tired of getting hammered here. I'm getting this thing in the end zone. We have a touchdown.
By the timing of the flag, yeah, you've got to assume that it is a touchdown. Now they're trying to sort through this. Bernie Hensley is there, Luke Bennett, Joe Kohler, Keith Wilson, and Scott Parsons all in a huddle, the officials. It is a touchdown. Unsportsmanlike conduct is the call against DeSales. That'll be assessed on the kickoff.
Or it could be on the extra point. You can take it either place, so we'll just see. It doesn't matter. With their field goal kicker, the distance I don't think matters. So take it on the kickoff. That makes sense.
Dominic Domenico, 65 of 67 on extra points this season. McNally to hold to make it 7-0. Snap, kick, it is up, plenty of leg. And it's good. Timeout, 9:03 left to go, first half, 7-0. DeSales on top on the CCL Game of the Week, presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation, here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20.
Malik & Malik, a family-owned law firm that provides quality and compassionate legal representation in the Columbus, Ohio region for people who have suffered injuries and deserve proper compensation. Our Columbus, Ohio attorneys are dedicated to helping you recover your rightful compensation for job-related and worker compensation injuries, as well as injuries resulting from car and truck accidents, dog bite claims, and more. Visit us at maliklawfirm.com.
A couple other Division III games going on tonight in Region 12. St. Mary's has a 10-0 lead over the one seed Franklin, and Trotwood Madison leads New Richmond 14-3.
Here, Alonzo Booth takes it in. Ryan from a yard out to Maceo. The PAT is 7-play, 65-yard drive that took 2:43 off the clock, and it's DeSales 7-0. Had a chance earlier today to call Division II and Division I state volleyball championships on Time Warner Cable Sports Channel, and the Bishop Hartley Hawks valiantly going into the title tilt, but fell to Padua Franciscan in three sets. So congratulations to Coach Ray and company on a great season for the Bishop Hartley Hawks.
Coach Mike Ray is one of my former students, and good kid, and had a lot of fun with him when he was in high school, and now he's one of the old guys.
Now they assess the penalty on the kickoff, Larry, so Demasio is going to boot it from the 25-yard line.
Still might put it in the end zone.
I was going to say, watch it still be a touchback.
If he does that, that's it. I'm walking out. I'm leaving.
I have my fingers crossed. Here's the boot. And it's a line drive up there. It's going to go all the way back to the five.
That's it.
Amal stumbles into the end zone for a touchback. The ball came down at around the 7-yard line. The Cougar cannot corral it and goes in the end zone. Larry, it's been a pleasure. We'll talk to you again next season.
Happy trails to you.
Mr. Roy Rogers from where?
Happy trails.
Portsmouth, Ohio.
Right here in Ohio.
Roy Rogers Stadium, baby.
Real name?
Yeah.
Leonard Sly.
Yeah. I like Roy Rogers better. Sly Field just doesn't have that same ring.
First and 10 Cougars. What does Beechcroft have to do now to get things going?
Well, they have to do what they do, which is get their athletes in space and hope that DeSales misses a tackle, because they're not going to be able to run the ball inside the tackles against this front four. DeSales could play without linebackers, just put 7 defensive backs on the field.
Juwan Bell didn't know where to go. Now he goes to the top. 4 wideouts, 2 to either side. They'll keep it on the ground off the right side. Only to the 18-yard line as Barrett gets the handoff, and there is nothing there as he hands it off to go around the right side. And Shamar Samuel tried to find a gap, and absolutely nothing there as the Stallions pinch it back at the 18.
If you're a high school coach and you want to see how to play defensive line, you need to watch these Stallions. They get their hands out, they get engaged with the offensive guy, and they control him. It's like they just grab him by the shoulder pads, control him, and then as the ball carrier nears, they get rid of the blocker and they make the tackle. It's perfect. It's really good technique.
Loss of a couple, second down and 12 from the 18, 8:25 and ticking, first half. DeSales up 7-0. From the gun now with 3 wideouts to the top, blitzing from the outside, dump in the flat, far side of the field, out across the 20 to the 23, maybe out to the 24-yard line. Shamar Samuel on to catch that time. So he'll move it out, pick up some positive yardage, but he'll set up a third down now, third down and about 6 with just about 8 minutes left to go in the first half.
That was a perfect play call because DeSales was in a blitz off the field side, and they threw the ball into the field. So one of the theories is that when a team blitzes, you throw at the blitz. You throw where he came from. And I know that's bad English, but that's the best I could do.
Beechcroft, last year 7-3. They had a bye in week 1, so they made the playoffs last season. 2 years ago, 11-2. 3 years ago, 6-4. And, of course, last week, the unofficial City League Championship game when they got by Eastmore. Third down and 6 from the 24. Samuel checks out of the backfield. Barrett wants to throw. Pressure's on, and he gets drilled. Van Fossen is there back at the 12-yard line just waiting for him.
They sent both edge linebackers, and they matched up man-to-man with everybody else, and there was nobody to block him because they emptied the backfield. So it was a numbers game, and DeSales won the numbers game.
33 solos, 37 assists, now 24 tackles for a loss, now 4 sacks on the campaign for Ty Van Fossen. 6'2", 200, and he is a junior.
That's a shame.
Samuel standing in the goal line to punt. Gets it off. Nice punt. Fair catch called for and taken right at the 45-yard line in Cougar territory by Chris McNally. So a short field for the Stallions after that punt of some 32 yards. First and 10 DeSales now, looking to go up by more than 7.
Well, you kind of get the feeling on the last drive that something was about to break. And if DeSales can do that again and put 14 on the board, it's going to be a little tougher for Beechcroft because they're trying to figure out how to run the ball right now. In their passing game, DeSales can match up with them.
Reminder, the Stallions playing without Brian Asamoah tonight, who's resting that wounded leg.
I think it's time for Joey Velazquez to run.
Yeah, he'll be back next week. One back in the backfield. That's Booth. Now make it 2 backs in the backfield. Little play action. Now it's a handoff to Velazquez, and he doesn't even get back to the line of scrimmage. He got hit back at the 47-yard line.
This Beechcroft front is doing a great job of getting off blocks as well. They're slipping through the gaps, and they're moving, and they're being very athletic up front. I don't think they want to slug it out with this ale, so they're going to put them on the move and try to guess right and let the linebackers clean it up if they guess wrong.
Deontes Newman, 6'2", 235, and a junior, makes the hit back of the 46-yard line, so loss of 1 on the play. It'll be second down and 11. Noble goes to the top. It's Booth.
Look out.
Got a big gap. 40, 35, 30, 25, 20. Alonzo Booth rumbles into the end zone. 6:06 left to go. Touchdown number 34 in the ground. And then it was 13-0. A little diagonal move from right to left. And that freed him up for 46 yards and a touchdown.
Well, one of the things DeSales did is on the last play, they offset Booth to the right. And they ran the tailback back to the left. This time, they ran the tailback to the right, and they countered. They faked the toss sweep to the tailback, and they ran Booth on an inside counter play back to the left, and it was sayonara.
And it is so deceptive how rapidly he gets to the hole and how he can get space even against the guys in the secondary.
Yep.
When he gets up to full speed, look out.
When he sees daylight, it's like he just shot out of a cannon.
At 6'1", at 245 pounds. And the Cougars trying to anticipate the snap count. Decide to come a little early across the line of scrimmage. An encroachment on the defense.
I think I'd take this one on the kickoff. I don't know if you can do that, though. Not sure. Somehow it seems to me like you can't do that. You ought to be able to, but you can't.
It's a Larry Wolf rule, right?
Well, it seems to make sense. If you can do it on a touchdown play.
Well, if it makes sense to you now, come on. They're trying to anticipate up the middle again. There's the snap, and I think they may have left early again. Now they're going to call a procedural call. But
the right tackle.
Yeah, I think the Stallions, anticipating that little maneuver. Kind of flinched early on the right side, so we'll mark it back five.
And we may have witnessed a miss there, so because it looked pretty wide.
So marks the ball back to the 8-yard line. We'll try it again. Dominic Damasio. You take a look at him. This is a guy that's 2 of 3 on field goal attempts from 50 to 59 yards, including a 52-yarder and a 55-yarder against Connell Winchester. A future for this young man as a kicker in college?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Another attempt this time. Snap, the kick, it is up. And it's good. 14-0, 6:06 left to go, second quarter. We'll pause for 30 seconds on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM820.
Get 0% financing for 72 months on almost all remaining 2016 Ford vehicles at Bob Boyd Ford in Lancaster. This is Bobby Dawes, and for a limited time, you can buy a new 2016 Ford F-150, the best-selling vehicle in the world, and pay 0% up to 72 months. Shop us 24/7 at BobBoyd.com and experience for yourself. The best deals are always on Route 33 at the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way. The Bob Boyd way.
Micah Feligal with a touchdown run, and Bexley has cut the Hamilton Township lead to 13-7.
And here, it's 14-0. Alonzo Booth with a couple of touchdown runs, one of 1 yard, one of 46 yards in this contest. He's got 12 carries so far in this contest for a grand total of 76 yards, Larry. And the Stallions, after struggling to score early, now up 14-0.
Well, you kind of got the sense that the first couple drives, they were trying to feel them out and see what they could do. And I think they've just kind of got their mojo going a little bit here for DeSales. And the defense has played so well that Beechcroft can't get any kind of rhythm. And they need to get some rhythm on their offense, or this could be a long night for them.
Wrong killer be there.
I know.
Damasio with the boot. And we will have a touchback. Goes 1 yard deep in the end zone. We'll bring it out to the 20-yard line. And that's where the Cougars will take over. All right, here, Beechcroft, you're down 14-0 now. It's not a team that historically has been able to make the big comeback. What do you try to do offensively on this possession?
Well, it's a good time to run your little flat routes and your little short passing game stuff, because they're having trouble blocking the front four on the deeper routes. So you're going to have to hit the 5-yarders. You're going to have to, it's like a toss sweep. You know, you throw the 5-yard pass in the flat like a toss sweep. And they're going to have to do that, make the sales come up, and then try to go over the top.
Empty backfield down this first down play from the 20-yard line. Three wide to the bottom, two to the top. High snap, pressure on, blitz up the middle. There's the pass, and nearly picked off on the play. Great anticipation by Chris McNally, who was able to close rapidly and knock that away. That ball kind of floated to the far side of the field.
Well, the last time Beechcroft went empty, DeSales sent both outside linebackers. This time Beechcroft went empty, DeSales sent both outside linebackers. So we may have an automatic defense to an empty set here, where they're just going to send more than they can block. They're going to send six against five blockers, and they're going to force him to get the ball out of his hands.
See if Samuel stays in the backfield now.
See if that happens again.
Shamar is going to go into the formation wide to the top. Now, in motion, he goes from bottom to top. He's got the handoff, trying to turn the corner. Nothing there to the right. Looks again, and he's going to get up only to maybe the 17-yard line. That's it. Went in motion, thinking that they would find a gap that way and try to outrun the Stallions to the corner, but great pursuit by DeSales, and they're going to lose two on the play. It'll be third down and just about 12, almost 13, in fact.
Tyler Van Fossen looks like he's got a left leg injury there. He kind of stumbled a little bit on chasing that down, but again, they went empty, and DeSales sent both outside backers. And Tyler's a little bit gimpy in there.
Kyle Barrett, the 6'4", 180-pound senior, going to see an empty backfield again now, looking for 13 yards on third down. Are they coming again?
Yes, they are.
Van Fossen right up the middle. Barrett throwing downfield. Pass is caught and dropped and fumbled across the 35-yard line. Are they going to call it a complete pass and a fumble? Yes, they are. Completed pass and covered on the play by Shamar Samuel. So the Cougars will get the ball and a first down at the 37.
What, didn't DeSales recover the fumble?
I saw Samuel come up with the football. That was my question. But I don't think he picked it up until the stack had cleared. Ryan Wiggins can't believe it.
I'm pretty sure... Always hand the ball to the official and you don't have a problem with that.
So a break for the Cougars, first and 10 from the 37-yard line, as Shamar Samuel stayed by the football. He hands it to the official, gets credit for the recovery.
We have a legal procedure here.
Barrett, there's the flag, and the pass is dropped along the far side of the field as well too, intended for Daytre Long. Stallion fans can't believe it right now.
Well, I'd like to see a replay on it myself.
We can do it on the radio.
Okay.
Not going to work very well.
Looks like a fumble to me.
Legal motion to call. But again, you know, if you're the guy that picks up the football and hands it to the referee.
Just hand it to the referee.
Look who's got the football, Shamar Samuel.
Don't celebrate, don't point, just pick it up, hang on to it, and give it to the official.
So a loss of five with the penalty back to the 32-yard line. They need 15 from there. 4:55 left to go first half. DeSales up in this one, 14-0. Deontes Newman over the football, 6'2", 235, and a junior.
I think Beechcroft saw what we saw, and they're not going empty anymore.
Yep, one back in the backfield to the right. That's Samuel. Next to Kyle Barrett. High snap. He was fading back before the snap came. Pressure's on. Rolls to his left. Looks for an opening. Takes it up across the 30. 35 and brought down at the 36. Corcoran got him along the far side.
I mean, that's the amazing thing about DeSales. Their foot speed on defense, all of their linebackers can run. They just run you down. And they're a tough, tough defensive unit.
So Corcoran makes the hit, the inside linebacker, first team all district last year, and you can see that nothing has changed for this guy at 6'1 to 215. Air Force and some Ivy League schools interested in him.
He just doesn't look that big, which tells you that he's packed in there pretty tightly. You know what I mean? There's no slop to him at all. He's a good looking athlete.
Great blocker, great hands as a tight end as well, too. Second down and 11. Quick pop. And it yields nothing. That was kind of like, I got the ball from the pistol, and I'm going to push it to the wideout nearest to me. He literally, Barrett got the ball. As soon as he got it, just kind of pushed it out to the left side, and they get it only back to the 35-yard line. In fact, you look at it, they're going to lose a yard on the play.
And DeSales, what they're doing is they're showing blitz almost every play and then dropping out sometimes. And then when they don't show blitz, they're bringing both outside backers.
So you would think another passing situation.
Absolutely.
Here on a third down and 12 from the 35. 3:18 and ticking first half. Stallions up 14-0 in this one. Barrett from the gun, looking, throwing long downfield, and the pass knocked away. Quick pop put up there by Jared Noble to bat the pass away.
Well, the receiver had a step on the primary defender, and Jared Noble came over from a safety spot and just got his right paw on that, baby, or it could have been a touchdown. And that's exactly what Beechcroft needs to do. They've thrown the short stuff over and over and over, and then you make a little stutter move and go long, and you got a chance.
Barrett's delivery kind of sidearm on that long pass, too.
Mm-hmm.
So Shamar Samuel, the punt, standing back at his own 23. Again, deep is Chris McNally for DeSales. Sales would like one last drive, you would think, here in the first half of just over 3 minutes left. Up 14, pressure on right up the middle. And fair catch called for, and there's contact all over the place. Cougars have the football now. DeSales tried to make the fair catch. McNally had three Cougars around, and they're going to get the ball to Beechcroft. Now there's a flag.
Yeah. That's got to be kick catch interference.
Yeah, he had no chance. He was surrounded. There was a triangle of Cougars waiting for him.
And I believe the ball hit one of the Cougars
and
bounced
back to him
on the shoulder. So,
and DeSales thinking they should get the ball right at the 40-yard line plus the penalty. So, again, the officials are in a circle, but he did call for the fair catch to McNally, but he had no opportunity to have the clearance to catch it. Second conference we've had in the first half here with 2:56 on the clock.
Well, that penalty is called kick catch interference, right. And you have to have the fair opportunity to catch the ball, and obviously did not. The ball hit a Cougar and bounced up in the air, and the Cougars caught it. And, you know, the official that's actually on the play doesn't see all that because it blows up in your face. You're so close to it.
Yeah,
you need perspective.
Yeah.
You need perspective. You need to be away from it a little bit. But sometimes when you get those short kicks, everything gets compressed, and it's hard to see.
The conference still goes on at the 40-yard line. The flag still sits at the 39.
What we have here is failure to communicate.
We're talking. We're still in a group right now.
I always worried about that as an umpire. I said, we got to scatter out one grenade to get us all. We can.
Beechcroft. So pick up the flag at the 39-yard line, and the Stallions will keep the football. And now Coach White and company along the far side not happy with that call. But, I mean, you could see from this vantage point that McNally just faded into a sea of Cougars there. There was one on either side and one right in front of him. And the Cougar in front of him had hit the shoulder. It looked to be the left shoulder, bounced up, and the Cougars caught it on the fly.
There was one DeSales blocker back there, but he was clearly out of the play, so it couldn't have hit him. And the kick returner never had a chance, so...
So we'll assess the penalty from the 40-yard line all the way across midfield down to the 45-yard line. Actually, they're going to put it right at the 45 of the Cougars. So 2:56 left to go. Unofficially, both teams with their full allotment of three timeouts. So the Sales can take their time if they like to, although we saw the explosive nature of one Alonzo Booth earlier when he took it 46 yards just like that. So we'll see what happens here late in the first half. Coming up at halftime, the highlighter, and I'll be talking to the principal, Dan Garrett from Sales, as long as he made the trip from Westerville Central over to Westerville North. Yeah. Thanks to Andy I for doing a great job giving us a call and saying, hey, no power, go over to North. And he hightailed it over here. Silvestri, plenty of time, looks downfield, guns it past, a little strong for Chris McNally at the 25.
I thought we might see some play action on first down there just because... On first down, they've traditionally run the football, and it was a good chance to hit a receiver over the middle. That was going to be McNally, and he just couldn't get to the ball.
McNally out, Corcoran in now as a tight end.
Cole Sylvester put a little mustard on that, too. He threw a fastball right down the pipe.
That was a straight line pass that time. No loft on that football. Second down and 10 from the 45. 2:51 left to go first half. Sylvester brings him up the line. Wide to the top goes Noble. Sylvester, the back's offset, Booth the up man. Toss goes to the second man through. Little gap inside the 45 to the 44-yard line. That's it. Short gain on the play. Maybe two on the play as Joey Velasquez is on the carry that time. Set up a third down with 2:37 left to go. We've got another Beechcroft Cougar down on the turf right of the 44-yard line. Again, it's very hard to see their numerals. We don't know if it's Smoot Baker again who got hurt earlier in the second quarter. Player down to the 44-yard line. The training staff coming out to attend to him now.
Normally, we can look into the pile and see what number's missing, but from this distance, I can't even tell what number's missing in that group.
Now the player sitting up at the 45-yard line. Again, the winner of this contest is going to take on the winner of Bexley and Hamilton Township. We heard that Hamilton Township up early. I think that is Smoot Baker again. Yep. I wonder if it's the same situation. Because,
like
again, he's hanging that left shoulder down.
Yep.
The ball at the 44-yard line. Third down. Stallions, you do anything different here? You need about 8 yards for the first down.
Well, it's third down. You might see that counter pass again where they flood the zone away from the counter play because that was open. It's a pretty easy pass to throw. And you get Cole Silvestri out on the perimeter. And to add... more problems. Smoot Baker's out of the lineup, and he's their defense end on that side. So, and here's that formation.
Same look, offset with Booth up front. Velasquez behind him. Silvestri under center, third down and 8 from the 44. Booth has got it, that diagonal run from right to left, but this time Garner's only about 4 yards down to the 40. Go for it here on a fourth down and four?
I think they will.
You contemplate a 57-yard field goal?
No.
Or do you burn as much time as you can, then take the timeout?
Take the timeout and think about it.
I think that's going to be the route that they take. Sylvester comes to the sidelines. They're going to milk that clock as much as they can. Well, maybe not. 1:45 left to go. Brings him up to the line of scrimmage. With Noble to the bottom. Backs from an eye. Now they peer to the sidelines. Back judge has not lifted up the hand yet. Down to 1:33 left to go. There's the hand lifted up.
Well, we'll just call a timeout. What they're doing.
And they just did it with a little more histrionics that time.
Yes.
So basically they burned all the time they possibly could, and then the Stallions take a timeout. The clock is still running, though. Clock is still running. They can't shut it off. So I'm guessing there was about 57 seconds left.
Yep.
So they might let this run down and fix it. Hello. The officials are waving. Timeout, timeout, timeout. Clock still counting down.
Hey, this continues our clock woes.
This is you jinxed it.
I said to the guy, we've had two games where we've had clock problems. This would be number three.
They may be running the timeout time on the clock for some reason.
Oh, I don't think so. Is that what they're doing? Are you serious?
Or maybe they're just resetting the
clock.
We're
going to do this like soccer and have extra time. This will be cool.
And still nobody score?
Extended time.
On the old pitch?
Nil to nil on the pitch.
You know, I love soccer, but if it's scoreless and I leave, don't tell me it was great after I paid 26 bucks. You know?
No.
Somebody's got to score. Somebody's got to win. I want a culmination.
Absolutely. No extra innings in baseball. Can you imagine?
127.
And they're going to punt it.
I'm thinking that's too much time. Fourth down. DeMaceo to boot it. Goes for the angular kick inside the 15, inside the 10, inside the 5, and heads out of bounds. Don Cockcroft lives inside the 5-yard line. That's where Beechcroft will get it back.
Don Cockcroft? Holy mackerel.
How about Steve Cox?
Okay.
I have to find the glory day of the Browns. Singular.
Excuse me. Check the record.
There was one shining moment.
It wasn't just 1964. We won at least three of those things. And then they had to throw us out of the old All-American Conference because we dominated that.
I miss the Cleveland Rams, too.
Well,
first and 95 from the 5. 1:19 left to go. Bill Nelson under center. No, sorry. Living in the past. Handoff, Samuel left side. No. 4-yard line, that's it. Doesn't even get back to the line of scrimmage. The clock continues to wind unless the Stallions burn a timeout. And the Sales is going to burn a timeout. We'll step aside for 30 seconds and take a break here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
College scholarships are available from Education First Credit Union. With the fast-rising cost of college tuition, free money is as important as ever. Education First has awarded over $140,000 in scholarships to deserving students. To learn more about Education First Credit Union or to request a scholarship application, contact us today. Education First Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Randy and Larry coming up at halftime. We'll get you up to date on all the playoff action, not only locally, but around the state. We'll also let you know what happened last night in the area. And we'll also get a preview of, actually a recap of Ohio Dominican season. They wrapped it up today here on AM 820. We'll talk to their play-by-play man, Todd Bell.
Well, Ryan and Lee aren't doing the scoreboard show anymore. That ended last night, but Ryan's still omnipresent with all the scores and all the information. He'll track everything for you throughout the playoffs as long as we stay alive here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio.
You said omnipresent. Ryan probably thought he was getting something for Christmas. That's not that kind of present, Ryan. Just relax.
You are such a wordsmith.
He could get an Omni as a present.
That was almost a car.
Scary.
Second down and just more than 10 from inside the 5-yard line. They want the clock reset.
Well, Beechcroft certainly does want to make a mistake down here. They've got the ball second and 90, what, 5 or 6?
A little more than 95.
Yeah. They definitely don't want to make a mistake. They'd like to run the ball between the tackles, but they can't get any yardage in there.
1:13 is the time on the clock now. Barrett taking his time with one back in the backfield. Too wide at the bottom. And hands it off, and nothing there. Samuel maybe got back into the 5 to the 6-yard line. Stallions going to take another timeout. Approaching the top of the hour, this is the CCL Game of the Week presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20. You're listening to WVSG, Columbus St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. I'm Randy Reinhardt alongside Larry Wolf, Scott Rex, Greg Savaldi, Ryan Baker back to the studios of AMA 20. Don't forget, we know that next Friday night, Hartley will take on OG. Ottawa Glandorf got by Indian Lake 33-28, and the Hawks pounded Port Clinton 44-7. So that'll be our Friday night game, and if the Stallions win here tonight, we could have that contest next week when they take on the winner of Bexley and Hamilton Township.
Could happen. Could happen. That was a great play, by the way, by Ty Van Fossen. When you're coaching linebackers, what happened on that play is it was supposed to go, it was an inside run, it was supposed to go between the guard and the tackle. And the defense end closed it all the way down, which now means that you have to gap exchange. The linebacker folds over the top of the defense end, and he did it perfectly. He stayed tight to the end, and there was no place for the running back to go, and it was an easy tackle for Ty Van Fossen. He's doing a great job, and I still think he's gimping a little bit on that left leg. I don't know what he did, but he keeps looking down at it like it's going to magically disappear and he'll be fine. But he's a little gimpy out there.
But think about the hitters they have, Larry, too, and Van Fossen, and also the likes of Velasquez and Corcoran. I mean, we've got some guys that will just beat you up. Drew McLucky as well.
But that assumes that you got past the front four.
Exactly.
I mean, are you kidding me? Those guys it's murderer's row up there.
McLucky, Mullins, Barber, and Darrow.
And they all want to get there first.
They go 210, 220, 225, 320.
Yep, and they can all move.
Third down. Hand off again. Nothing to the left. Coming back to the right. Even less there. And still fighting now. Will they give him forward progress out of the end zone? Yeah, inside the 2-yard line, I think, because Samuel went to the left, was nothing there, then tried to retreat and go to the right, and he's going to be brought down. They're going to give him forward progress out of the 4-yard line.
I'm not sure he ever saw the 4.
No, he didn't.
But it was a nice gesture on their part. Beechcroft's going to have to punt this football, so they're going to wait and call their last timeout here, or one of their timeouts.
Yeah, Beechcroft still has their full allotment of 3 timeouts.
Now, what the Sales can do here is they can fair catch this, and they will get a free kick.
With the Maceo, that's
a
possibility.
And with the Maceo, because you're going to get the ball on the short side of the 50, he can easily spot that ball. You put it on a kickoff tee, and you can kick it anywhere inside the hashes. So if and now we've done this before where I would actually put 3 guys back to make sure that we would fair catch it so that there was no chance of this ball hitting the ground. Now on the other side of it, if you're punting it, punt it out of bounds. That negates the fair catch, and then they have to play football for 20 seconds or 15 seconds. So there's a lot of strategy here involved. And I remember we did it against Bexley one night, and we almost had to fight our way to the locker room at halftime because it was like a melee. No one had ever seen it before. And
by the way, by the same token, with 22 seconds left to go, you can still go ahead, punt, catch the ball if you're DeSales, and still run the play, and still maybe have a field goal attempt even closer.
Correct, but you've got a rush, and you've got people coming at you, and you got to get the snap, the spot, and the kick. And this way, it's just a freebie. You can put it on a tee and kick it.
So McNally's going to go back, and he's got company now with Jared Noble.
Yep. Sometimes these coaches aren't as they're not as thunk as you dumb they are.
Spoken like a true wordsmith again.
Yeah, well, too much football without a helmet.
Samuel with the punt. There fair catch called for. Taken by McNally at the 36-yard line. So, with 17.6 left to go.
Yep, here comes your field goal kicker.
Here comes DeMaceo.
Take the points. Take the points.
He's got the tee.
He was practicing from the 42-yard line. He was kicking 52 yards prior to the game, and he was putting them back by the lacrosse goal. So he's got the leg easily.
And Ryan Wiggins actually talked to the side judge and let him know that, this was going to be a possibility.
Yep, yep. Now, they can spot that anywhere they want. You don't even have to line up. You can just kick it. But you're going to line up like a kickoff team just in case he shanks it. But now I guarantee you Beechcroft is going, what in the world is going on here? Because this doesn't happen in high school football very often.
In fact, they're looking around saying, what's going on here?
Can we block this?
So it's teed up on the far hash. This would be a 46-yard attempt.
Right.
See if Trevor White opts to take another timeout in this case.
Well, you have to back up 10 yards. It's just like a kickoff.
You got to go back to the 26-yard line.
Right. It's a free kick. All right, now DeSales is going to kick the onside kick, grab it, and then they're going to score a touchdown.
Stop it. I just wonder if you're Trevor White, if you wait now and burn a timeout. Dominic Tomasio on the free kick after the fair catch after the punt. 46 yards away, 17.6 on the clock.
And they should have two officials under the uprights. Yes, they should have two.
Yeah, now they're going to readjust and put two guys under. Now, from 40 to 49, Demasio, one of three. Actually, they're just going to put him down by the pylon.
No, they need to put him under the upright. You need to have two under the uprights because this is a field goal here. This is the wrong mechanic, I believe, for the officials.
From 46 yards away, there's the kick. It is up, and it is good. Count it. Three more on the board. It is now 17-0 Stallions.
It's hard to be humble when you're average. Well, I mean, that's just good coaching on Ryan's part. He knows the rules, and, you know, you got him backed up, and you got a chance to get 3 points the easy way.
He's got a leg, and he knows how to use it.
Absolutely. He's got two legs, actually, but the right one really works well.
So it's 17-0. Last time I saw this was a preseason contest before the 2015 season, Pickerington North and Westerville South. And now, in the regular season, nearly two seasons later, we have the free kick after the fair catch and put three more on the board, make it 17-0.
Now, as stupid as that seems, that's a play we practiced every Thursday as we did our walkthrough. We always practiced taking a safety. We always practiced kicking the ball out of the end zone. We always practiced catching the fair catch and kicking the free kick because it only happens once every few years, but when it happens, you don't want your kids to be surprised by it. You want them to know they've been there before, and I'm sure Ryan's practiced many times.
But again, you have to have the guy that can make it from that distance.
Yes, but it's a little easier when there's no snap, spot, and rush. You know, if he can just sit there and kick the ball 45 or 50 yards, and most of these high school kids can nowadays, it's just a matter of getting it in the right direction.
So Demasio, with three more on the board for the Stallions, now making it 17-0, 13.6 left to go here. In the first half, and do you try to drill it and get the touchback here?
Absolutely. Why let these guys catch it and run with it? Just kick it in the end zone. If he doesn't, I'm coming down there.
Yeah, you've threatened that a couple of times.
I know.
The free kick saved you, though.
Yeah, that gets me another year on my contract, I think.
I'll talk to your agent. Hello, it's me. There's the kickoff, and we're going to have a return starting from the 3-yard line up across the 5, 10, 15. Right up the gut across the 20, up to the 25, to the 27-yard line. 6.9 seconds left to go. Shamar Samuel on the return. And he'll return it about 23 yards, but only 6.9 seconds left to go in the first half.
Ryan Wiggins is probably going to fire the kicking coach since he didn't kick it in the end zone. Unless Ryan's the kicking coach, it's hard to fire yourself.
So first and 10, mark it just past the 27, near the 28-yard line. Coming up at halftime on the Highlighter, Dan Garrick will join us and talk about great things happening at St. Francis DeSales High School. And you heard that Ryan Baker, also going to hear from Todd Bell about Ohio Dominican football. Plus, Ryan will have all the other scores from all the games tonight and a review of what happened last night. Barrett rolling left, has time, going to throw it long downfield, up for grabs. It's tipped up, pass incomplete on coverage. It was Chris McNally along the far side. And time for one more play.
All right. Is that 3 seconds or .3?
I'm guessing 0.3 seconds.
We're going to see quickly. It's hard to tell. I see 0.03.
Well, I think those are the seconds and the tenths to the right when you get under a minute. So do you just heave it one more time?
Absolutely.
You got four wide outs. You got one back in the backfield to prevent the blitz from DeSales, although they're backing off their DBs 25 yards, and they'll just hand it off on the delay to Samuel, who'll get it up to the 30-yard line. And indeed, it was 0.3 seconds. That'll do it. So DeSales with a strong second quarter, Larry, and after two, they're on top of this one by a count of 17-0.
Well, early in the game, Beechcroft had a lot of energy, and then they sustained a couple injuries to their defensive front. And they never quite recovered from that, and DeSales just put the hammer down. And those last 3 points, it might sound silly, but those are big points because now it's a 3-score game.
17-0 at the break. Regional semifinal action in Division 3, Region 11. Stallions leading the Cougars by 17 points. We'll pause. The halftime show just around the corner right here on the CCL Game of the Week presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20.
Hi, Vince DeAndrea from Miracle Motor Mart, and I'd like to share a letter from one of our